I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Oh, the Bible is right. The Bible is right. Glory to God. We thank God that the Bible is right. Amen. Glory to God. I thank God for it. Well, saints of God, as I often say, you know, if you've been around us for a little while, you know we're in the book of Proverbs. And we're in Proverbs, the 18th chapter. And we've come to two of my favorite verses. I think all of them are my favorite, really. I say that about almost every scripture. But I particularly like Proverbs 18:21. And then tonight, we got Proverbs 18:22. 18:21 talks about death and life are in the power of the tongue. I like that verse. And then we explored that last week. And then this week, we're in 18:22. And that is, whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. Amen. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing. You know, one of the reasons I like this verse, well, there's so many reasons why I like this verse, because I have a fabulous wife. I have a wonderful Christian wife that I love so dearly. She is just a jewel from God. And so, when I read this verse, of course, I think about my Cheryl, amen, my wife. But so that's one of the good things about this verse. It reminds me of someone I love dearly. But the other reason that I like, well, more than just two reasons, there's several reasons why I like the verse. So I'll put it this way. Another reason why I like this verse is I often have to use it in counseling. In marriage counseling or in just general counseling when someone comes in and they're talking about their marriage. Amen. And one of the things I have to do, to make a long story short about that, one of the things I have to get a person to do is to agree with the Bible, to say what the Bible says. Amen. Because sometimes when people come in, they don't have so many nice things to say about their significant other, their mate, and they want to begin to list a whole bunch of deficiencies in their mate. And I have to take them to this verse. And because the converse of this is also true, whoso findeth a godly man findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. Amen. And so many times I have to get people to say, I have to ask them, do they believe the Bible more than their circumstances? Do they believe the Bible is true? And when you put it that way, when you're talking to a Christian, 99% of the time when you're talking to a Christian, they say, of course the Bible is true. Of course it's right. And then I take them to this verse, and I say, well, the Bible says that you found a good thing. You found a good thing in your husband, or you found a good thing in your wife. And one of the ways that Jesus said you could have what you say, one of the ways that you could change a not-so-good-in-your-eyes relationship, one of the ways to change things is to use the creative power of your tongue. Amen. We found that in Proverbs 18:21, that your words are a creative force. They're a creative force. The first example we used was when God said, "Let there be light," etc., etc., etc. Creation was created. Amen. How was it created? By his words. Amen. And he talked about your words, glory to God, and how powerful your words are. So when you come to know, and then in New Testament, and the Bible says that when a person comes to believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith, that's another indication that the tongue is a creative force. Amen? Glory to God. The Bible says you get what you say. So what should you be saying? Not that your husband is an old bear, but that he's a wonderful gift from God. And what should the man be saying? That, oh, my wife is just a jewel. She's a magnificent present from the Lord himself. Amen? And you'll find that if you'll change, I know what I'm talking about here. If you'll change your testimony, you know, one thing I kept saying to my wife, and years later, I was so glad I said it. I used to tell my wife, "You're a good girl. You're a good girl." And once in a while, she'd ask me, "Am I a good girl, Aaron?" And I'd say, "Yes, sweetie. You're a good girl. You're a good girl." Well, as the years went on, she turned out to be a magnificent girl. Amen. A magnificent woman. Amen. And I was so glad that I had that testimony for years. And at that time, I wasn't thinking about the tongue being a creative force. I was just saying it because I believed it. Amen. But it manifested. Amen. Not that anything was necessarily wrong before, but the positives manifested even more. Amen. Glory to God. You'll be surprised how you can change things if you just change your testimony. Change what you say about them. Amen. Change what you say about your mom. Change what you say about your circumstances, your growing up. Change what you say about that job. You'll be surprised. You know, I made an experiment with myself one time. There was a fellow at my job that I didn't particularly like. And every time I would see him, I would say to myself, "I don't like that guy. There's just something about him." Well, I decided one day, I'm going to do an experiment. Instead of saying, "I don't like that guy," every time I see him, I'm going to on purpose say, "He's all right. He's a good guy. He's just fine." And do you know that after months of doing that, pretty soon I started really believing that this guy was a good guy. So I went up and I met him, told him we got to talking and everything. Do you know he turned out to be a good guy for real? But all that time I was walking around, because when you're in a company with thousands of people, you see people all the time. You don't get to know them. You see them in the hallway or at meetings or something, and you just see them from a distance, and that's it. That's all. And so you don't really know them, you know. But there was something about the way the person, his actions or something, that annoyed me. So in my mind, I started forming this opinion. I don't like him. Well, like I told you, I decided to do an experiment. Would this really work? So on purpose, I would correct myself, because my initial reaction would be, "Oh, he's not a nice guy. But I would make myself saying, "Yeah, this guy's all right. He's a good guy." And do you know what? After I kept saying that, I went and met the guy. He turned out to be a nice guy. Amen. And so it's the same thing with your wife. You have to say what the Bible says. You have to say what the Bible says about your husband, about your kids, about your job, about your situation. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing. So what would your testimony be? "I found a wife, and that means that I have a good thing. I have a good thing." Amen. "And I obtaineth favor of the Lord." Amen. Now notice something here. You have to learn to rightly divide the word of truth. Amen? Notice what it doesn't say. It doesn't say, "Whoso findeth a woman, or whoso findeth a female, because if a woman is not saved, she's a female. She's not a woman. And a man who's not saved is not a man. He's a male. And if you notice, males in the world act like males. They really act like males. And females in the world really act like females. They dress up the witchcraft. They use everything they can to lure men. Amen. They act like females. And the males act like males. Notice what it doesn't say that. It doesn't say whoso findeth a female findeth a or a good girl. No, no. It says whoso findeth a wife. A wife. Amen. Now, if you just have a woman or a female, if you cohabitate with a female or a male, you notice what the verse says. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. So if you cohabitate with a female, you don't bother to do it God's way. You cohabit with a female or with a male, you can't gain favor through her. You can't gain the favor of the Lord. You forfeit his favor on you because you won't do it God's way and get married. Because this says, this verse says, when you find a wife or conversely a husband, obtaineth favor of the Lord. Why? Because you're doing things his way. And when you do things his way, you can obtain his favor on your life. Amen? But if you go your own way, I'm going to do what I want to do. Amen? Well, you can get the female, or you can get the man. Amen? But will you get a good thing? And will you get favor of the Lord? Now, some females, they get a good male. Okay? And vice versa. But you can forget the favor of God. I didn't say you couldn't succeed in this life. You know, the Gentiles, the unbelievers, they succeed in this life. They succeed. They make a whole bunch of money. Why is that? Why do people who don't serve the Lord, they seem to have it all? But the person who serves the Lord, times they wonder, I serve the Lord in everything, go to church, do everything, and I don't seem to have anything. Amen? Glory to God. Wonder why that is. If you look in Proverbs, the first chapter, the 32nd verse, it says, for the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools. And who are fools? We're not talking about ignorant people here. The Bible says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. So the ungodly, the prosperity of the ungodly shall destroy them. So the enemy gives them prosperity, but the prosperity that he gives is designed to destroy them. They take it as a token from God that they're okay, that everything is wonderful, because they got the mansion, they got the cars, they got the money, they got everything. Well, the Bible here says that the prosperity of fools is given to them to destroy them, but they don't know it because they don't read the Bible. The Bible says in 10:22 Proverbs that the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he giveth no sorrow with it. So there is a prosperity that's given by God, and when he gives it, he makes sure that there's no prosperity with it, no destruction. But there's prosperity given to fools or the unsaved, and that prosperity is given to them to destroy them. But they think, because they're so blind to spiritual things, they think they got it going on. I'm prospering, and I don't go to church. I'm prospering, and I don't care about no God. So everything must be good because I got it. But they don't understand. That's given to you to destroy you, because you'll think, I don't need God. What do I want him for? I got the house. I got the mansion. I got the $1 million. I got everything I need. Why should I get saved? And what happens if you don't get saved? What happens? You spend eternity in the lake of fire. You spend eternity. Now, how can that be prosperity? You're on your way to hell, and you burn up hell, and you think you prospering because you prospering. You got it going on. No, you out of your mind. You blind to spiritual things. You're blind to the truth. The enemy is deceiving you with prosperity. Oh, my goodness, I'm up against a commercial break. Hold on. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC, is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
You know, beloved, we're looking at Proverbs 18:22. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. Amen. Now, we talked about another angle of this, but now I want to change up, and I want to look at it from another angle. Amen. And the reason I want to look at it from this angle is one time my son asked me, Daddy, how do you know a good woman? How do you know a good woman? I mean, there's so many women. Who's what? And as I thought about that, glory to God, a young man should search for a woman with the traits of a wife if he wants to be happy. He should know and remember there's the converse of this scripture. Whoso findeth a virtuous man or a good man findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. Amen. But because it's written, whoso findeth a wife, that's the pronoun we're going to talk about it in. Amen? So a young man should search for traits of a wife if he wants to be happy. Not the traits of a female, because the only thing a female is interested in is looking beautiful so she can attract males to her. She doesn't understand that the glory, all the glory is to go to God. And she knows that something's going on because men look at her and are attracted to her and pay attention to her. And she likes that. And so she wants that glory. Amen. And so a female wants to look gorgeous. Amen. And walk into the room and everybody stop what they're doing. This is their objective. It never happens, but they hope to get this. She walks into the room and everybody just stops what they're doing and look at her and adore her. Amen. That's a female. You don't want that. A young man should not look for a female. And so he shouldn't look for a female or an intellectual or a movie star or a beauty queen, but he should search for traits of a wife in a woman. Amen? He should look for the traits of a wife in a woman. And what are these traits? Well, these traits are found in Proverbs 31. Proverbs 31. And basically, they revolve around a hard-working woman. Not a girl, but a hard-working woman. You know, I saw this one time when I used to go to Food Lion. They've transferred this young lady somewhere, but she was from India, from the country of India. And every time you saw her, she was working. Other people would be talking and socializing and trying to sneak away and get on the cell phone. They had all kind of different girls in that working at Food Lion. But I noticed this one Indian girl, and the reason I noticed her is because every time, almost without fail, she'd be working, either working at the cash register, working stocking the shelves, working doing paperwork, working in produce, working. And I thought, now that's the kind of woman that a man would she would be a tremendous blessing. Amen? A tremendous blessing. Why? Because she's not lazy. And work, she doesn't feel that work would hurt her. She'll get out and work. Like my wonderful wife, she will work. She'll work. She'll outwork me, actually. And not only does she work at a job, but she's adopted the neighborhood. Have you heard of Adopt the Street and people get together and they clean up the street? Well, my wife has adopted these streets around our place, and she keeps them clean. She walks and picks up things and puts them in bags and throws them in the big garbage and everything. Amen? She is not afraid to work. And I can tell you that I'm a happy husband because my house is nice. The dishes are always washed. The bed is always made. The laundry is always, and the 2020, I better get this right. She'll get me if I get it wrong. We've been married 20 years? A bunch of years, decades. We've been married decades. Hope she ain't listening to me. We've been married decades, and in all that time, I honestly cannot remember washing clothes. Amen. Why? Because she does it. She's not lazy. Amen. So the reason I want to look at Proverbs 31 is to help young men, because they're in search of what kind of person should I look for. The converse is with the male. You don't want a male who, first of all, you want a man. What is a man? A person who reads the Word of God, has a relationship with God, and walks uprightly before God, doing the right thing. That's the kind of man you want to lead your family. If he's not walking uprightly before God, doesn't care anything about God or his word or his precepts, he falls into the category of a male. And what does a male want to do? A male wants to breed with a female. That's all they got on their mind. The woman has got beauty. The female has got beauty on her mind. There's only one thing that a male got on his mind, and if you're an adult, you should know what I'm talking about. He only has one thing on his mind. I had to tell my granddaughter that. Oh, Grandpa, these year boys. I try to tell my granddaughter, if they don't know God, they only have one thing on their mind, honey. I said, okay, you can all you want to, but Grandpa ain't no fool, amen? I've been a man for 77 years. I know what I'm talking about. Men, because of their hormones. Males, because of their hormones. Not because they're bad, but because of the hormone level, their testosterone level. They got to find a female if they're a man. I mean a male. They got to find a female. And you don't want your whole life messed up because you chose a male. You want a man. When God created Adam, it said that he took the man and he created a woman. Amen? And when Adam saw Eve, he said, whoa, man. And so he got a woman. Amen? But who are they? They had a relationship with God. They stood before God. Amen? You want someone who's going to stand and do the right thing. Why? Because through this life, all kinds of things happen. You want someone that's going to do the right thing, not bail out on you when things get tough and go get another female. You want a man that's going to pray and ask Jesus for help. And Jesus is going to come through for him, and he's going to be there to hold his family together. Amen? The man is going to do the right thing. Amen? So a young man asking, what kind of woman should I get? Go to Proverbs 31. Proverbs 31 says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. And after I got through reading all these verses, now we're short on time, so I may not be able to get through all the verses, but I want to make a cogent point about this, these passages of Scripture. When I got through reading, and this is a long time ago, when I got through reading these verses and even meditating them, the one thing that struck me was that it didn't talk about the woman's beauty. It didn't say she was beautiful. She's in front of the mirror all the time. She has cultured nails. You should see her nails. She gets her nails done at the salon every week, $50 on her nails. Her hair, she's got hair all the way down her back. Oh, and it's so gorgeous. You should see that hair that come all the way down her back. She's built like a Coke bottle. Wait till you see this child. You're going to desire her so much. The thing that struck me about these passages, it didn't talk about beauty. But when you talk to every young man, and there was a time in my life when I was a young man, and when I was a young man, I was a male, and that was the only thing I was concerned about, how she looked, how a female was going to look. Was she beautiful? I wanted a beautiful female, amen, because I wasn't saved, and I didn't know what a good person was, a woman, amen. But when you come to Proverbs 31 and you start reading about a virtuous woman, because that's what it says in verse 10, who can find a virtuous woman, not a virtuous female, a virtuous woman, for her price is far, far above rubies. Man, you get a good Christian wife, you got something. Whoa. She's a gift from God. Listen, let me tell you something. You get a good Christian woman, that woman is going to be faithful to you. That woman is going to pray for you every day. That woman is going to help you. That woman is going to stand in your place when you need someone to stand in your place. If you go out of town, you ain't got to work. See, if it's a female, look out. Look out. She's going to go looking for another male. But if she's a woman and got a relationship with God and she's a virtuous woman, you can go out of town as long as you want to. She ain't going nowhere. She ain't going out the back door to find another man because she's scared of God and she loves you. She loves you and she's scared of God. She ain't going to mess around. She's going to know what she got. She's going to appreciate it because she reads it in the Word of God, and she's going to side with the Word of God, and she's going to do the right thing. And while you're off on that trip, by the way, you're going to do the right thing. You ain't going to be in another town on business, and at night you in happy hour, and you running down to the strip joint. You ain't going for that. Why? Because you got a good woman at home who's waiting for you, who loves you, and you're not going to be treacherous. You're not going to do, you would shame your wife. If you're caught in adultery, do you not know you will shame your wife? That will hurt her to no end because her friends will laugh and snicker. Yeah, did you hear about, yeah, her old man, he went out of town. We found that boy, he was drunk in the bar. He was down there sticking money in the strippers' bikinis or whatever that thing they wear. You know them things? And, boy, he was doing so-and-so. How is she going to hold her head up? She wants to be able to come to church with her head up. I'm married to a virtuous man. I know he's a good man. He's not going to shame me. I can trust him. Amen? Glory to God. And do you know when this verse says that he, whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord? Do you know how you obtain favor of the Lord with her? Because you're married to a woman who works. Who works. Amen. And is not lazy. You love that woman. One, you do it God's way. Two, if you love her the way the Bible says love her, she'll do anything for you. If she's being loved correctly, she'll do anything for you, including submit. You won't have to argue her or command her to submit or try to make her submit. That ain't the way you get. You just do it God's way and love her into submission. If you do a woman right now, I know what I'm talking about because my wife is an example of this. Amen. She knows I love her, and she don't mind saying, yes, baby, yes. Why? Because I'm also saying yes, baby, to her. Amen. We love each other. I listen to her. She submits to me. That's the way God wanted it. And when God sees that and you're doing it God's way, you obtain a favor. He says, all right, look at that. Look at that. My son's standing up doing the right thing. My daughter's standing up doing the right thing. I can bless that. Woo! I can bless that. That's a, oh, my gosh. It's 7:31. I'm out of time. See you next week. The Bible has the answer. If you got a wife, you got a good thing. Bye-bye now.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.